Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. I recently gave a webinar about the evolving issues in the space of cannabis, CBD, and hemp brands and how they can or might be protected under trademark law. This is a really fascinating space that has a lot of moving parts and overlapping regulations. And I had been getting a lot of inquiries from other attorneys and from clients and potential clients about all of these topics. This was a hot issue even before the changes to the law under the 2018 Farm Bill in December, and now it's even more so. Without going too far into detail in the limited time we have here, I just want to cover some of those overlapping issues and things to think about for brand owners in these spaces. And the main overlap, of course, is the contradictions in those states where medical and or recreational cannabis is legal and can be sold and consumed, but the federal law still prohibits it and treats it as a controlled substance under the Controlled Substance Act or CSA. So because the USPTO is a federal agency, of course, the US Patent and Trademark Office will not register any trademarks that are for cannabis goods or services, because requirements for acquiring a trademark registration is that the goods or services be lawfully used in commerce. And even if a business operates with a license in a state like Colorado or California lawfully, under federal law, they are not operating lawfully with this contradiction, and therefore the USPTO won't register the mark. However, the caveat is that the USPTO won't register the mark for products or services that directly touch the plant or the cannabis. It may still be possible for brands to obtain federal trademark registration for auxiliary products or services. And that may be better than nothing, because having some protection and being in the trademark database for now, as the laws continue to evolve and change, is still extremely valuable. So that's one area of overlap. Another area of overlap is with CBD brands and products that contain CBD with either no or trace amounts of THC were, until the end of 2018, also prohibited under federal law. But with the Farm Bill changing that, there is now likely an opportunity for them to acquire federal registration for CBD goods and products. And we have seen in recent months an explosion of filings at the USPTO for products or services involving CBD. The final regulations on all of this from the government agencies have not yet been fully promulgated and trickled down to the USPTO. So it's not 100% clear how these are going to be treated and whether or how they will be approved. But this is an opportunity, a new opportunity for brands in the CBD space, and similarly for brands that make or sell hemp-based products that also now, after the Farm Bill, are treated differently. It's also valuable to note that this doesn't mean that a trademark that has the word cannabis or marijuana or CBD is automatically going to be refused. The USPTO is looking at the lawful use in commerce, but it's possible that a brand, for example, there's a brand called Dude Where's My Pot that's registered for a app, a game. There's a brand called Perfect Marijuana that's registered for counseling services. So if the goods or services aren't illegal, there's nothing that prevents a mark from having those words in the mark itself or in the description of goods and services. It is important to note, however, that any application in this space must also, of course, clear all the other parts of the application process in order to get approved and registered. So the USPTO will, of course, evaluate for a likelihood of confusion and descriptiveness, and you must have a proper description of goods and services and proper evidence of use and all the other characteristics of a regular trademark application, regardless of the goods and services. So these are some of the issues that I'm seeing come up a lot among other trademark attorneys and among the rapidly growing industry for cannabis, CBD, and hemp products and services, and all of the affiliated industries that are growing around it. If you have questions or you want to learn more about the webinar that I presented recently, reach out to me at ericpelton.com and we can chat more about it. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.